You're listening to Flaunt. Find your sparkle and create a life you love. After infidelity or betrayal, have you been betrayed by life, your body, or someone that you love? You're not alone. No matter what you've been through, Naked Self-Worth helps you regain confidence, joy, and enthusiasm so you can create a life you love and flourish. Tune in weekly and learn how.
Hello, welcome to Flaunt. Find your sparkle and create a life you love after infidelity or betrayal. I'm Laura Cheadle, and I am a betrayal recovery coach and expert. What I do is I work with women who have been betrayed by their intimate partner and want to use that experience as a catalyst for growth, as a catalyst to go back, connect with who they are, reclaim their power, rebuild their identity, and truly create the kind of life going forward that they want and that they deserve. Because the truth of the matter is, most of us have ended up living by default instead of by design. Life gets busy, relationships get busy, we get busy, and it's just hard to know what to do and what to lean into and how to make everything work. And we just get caught in life moving forward, taking care of kids, going to work, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, something like infidelity happens that completely blows up our life, our existence, our identity. And it's the most painful, soul-shattering experience that we can imagine. But here's the thing. It can stay the most painful, soul-shattering experience you can have ever had, and it can ruin you. Or you can choose to turn it into something else. And I don't know what your something else is, and you might not know what your something else is either, but that's okay. Because what I know for sure is finding out about my husband's infidelity and going through this entire now 6-year journey, although it's been the most difficult thing that I've ever done, it's also been the most rewarding thing that I've ever done. And I wouldn't trade the woman that I have become because of this experience for anything. And that's what I want for you too. I want you to honor yourself with the time, with the experience, with the support that you need to be able to take this experience and create something from it that is good for you, whatever that means, whether it's something relationally, whether it's something in your career, whether it's something personal, something with your family. I don't know what it is for you. I can help you figure out what it is. But I want you to not waste this opportunity. I want you to not waste this experience. And I want you to have an other side of betrayal that is truly something that you are proud of. And that's what I want to talk about today, is how to make meaning from something like this. Why we should make meaning from something like this, and walk you through some of the tools that I used to help me on my betrayal recovery journey. Okay, let's start by talking about making meaning. What does this mean anyway, to say making meaning? What is the meaning of life? What if I told you that the meaning of life is there is no meaning of life? There is no inherent meaning in life that everybody on the planet is trying to subscribe to. There is no meaning of life. We have to give our life its meaning. Some people find meaning in volunteer or charity work. Some people find meaning in being good stewards of the planet, taking care of animals, plants, trees, things like that. Some people find meaning in family, in homemaking, in creating love and relationships. People find meaning in all sorts of different things. Some people really even find their meaning in work. And although sometimes being a workaholic gets a bad rap, if that's what brings somebody meaning, who are we to judge them? Who are we to knock what brings meaning to somebody else? Some people really find meaning in food preparation, in cooking for their family, in homemaking. I mean, there's all these hundreds of different things. Some people find meaning in having experiences in life, adventure, travel. People find meaning in all sorts of different ways. And the meaning of life is, there is no singular meaning of life. It's what we make of it based on what we value and what we find enjoyment in. And we're all different. And I mean, thank goodness we're all different. Because if we all wanted the same job, if we all wanted the same career, if we all wanted the same kind of a relationship, there would be a lot of competition and the world would be a pretty boring place. But the truth of the matter is, we all have to create our own meaning because life itself inherently has no meaning. And I don't want you to hear that and to feel depressed, like, yep, you're born, you work, and then you die. But here's what's brilliant about like that depressing phrase, you're born, you work, and then you die. So what are you going to do with it? Because if you look at it, yeah, that basically is life. You're born, you work, and then you die. So what meaning are you going to create because of it? And that's the beauty. That shouldn't feel disempowering and depressing. That should feel empowering. It's up to you to choose your meaning. It's up to you to figure that out. And here's secret of life number two. The first secret of life is life has no meaning. You have to create that meaning for yourself. The second meaning of life is that meaning changes. Whatever brings you meaning changes, and it's supposed to change. And that's something that we forget. It's not like we can go to the career fair in seventh grade and figure out, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do. This is going to bring meaning and purpose to my life. And then we graduate from high school, maybe get a degree or go to trade school, get a job in that area. And then forevermore, we have meaning and purpose in our life because we found what we wanted to do. That's not how it works either. And that's something that I get a little bit tired of, that rhetoric that I found it. I found meaning. I've got my purpose, you know, my purpose-driven life. I've got my meaning. It's all per. I found it. It evolves. Because once again, if we just all had one purpose and one meaning, how boring would that be? Truly, how boring would that be to find our purpose early on in life and then that's it? We are supposed to have multiple purposes in life. Everything is supposed to bring us meaning in different ways. And when you talk about a midlife crisis or a crisis of meaning, it's a crisis of meaning, meaning that you don't know what your meaning is. You haven't found what brings meaning to your life in that moment. And it does feel like a free fall. Let's talk about this in terms of infidelity, because I've been kind of way out here on the philosophical level. So on an infidelity and betrayal level, here's what happened to me. And it's my guess that you will 100% be able to relate. Relationships brought me meaning. It's my guess that relationships brought you meaning too. Whether it was a family or a couple, you found meaning by being a partner. You saw yourself in some way as a good wife, as a good mom, as a good partner, as a good girlfriend, as a good whoever it is. And that brought you meaning. And that brought me meaning too. I'm a good communicator. I take care of my spouse. I was a really good homemaker. I wanted our house to be a place of peace and harmony and joy. I wanted my husband and my children to come home and to feel safe and nurtured and loved. And that brought me meaning and purpose in life. Yes, I had other things in life that brought me meaning and purpose too, but there was a huge section, a huge component of my identity that was caregiver, nurturer, lover. And then when I found out about the infidelity, even though the infidelity wasn't about, it's not like somebody brought in a new homemaker or brought in somebody else to create that special feeling in your home. Even though it's not like it's a direct correlation between me caring about relationships and somebody cheating, there's enough between those two that it made me feel like I was inadequate. It made me feel like if my husband needs to have an emotional affair with somebody, physical affair with somebody, any kind of affair with somebody for 15 years, that I must be doing something wrong. That clearly I'm not as good at relationships as I think that I am. That I must not be a really good communicator. I must not be nurturing. Oh my gosh, I thought I was a nurturer. That's a big piece of my identity. And to find out that I'm not a good nurturer, wait, what? My husband wanted somebody else to talk to? He wanted somebody else to vent with? He wanted someone else to go to dinner with and to have sex with? Like, wait, why not me? I'm good at this relationship thing. I love you. I sacrifice myself. I gave away way too much of myself. And suddenly you're showing me that I'm not good at that because you found other people for all of these years. Wait, I don't get it. And I allowed that to take away my sense of meaning and purpose. I allowed what happened to take away my sense of meaning and purpose for a while. Now, I hear you. You were justified in feeling that way, Laura. I know I was. You're justified in feeling that way too. It's just that what are you going to do with it forever? Are you going to allow somebody to take away what brought you joy forever? Are you going to allow somebody else's choices and actions and behavior to take away what brought you meaning and joy? I really don't want to give somebody that power. I really don't want to give anybody that kind of power. I want to step powerfully into what brings me power. I want to find my own meaning and purpose, and I want to live out things that are important for me. But here's the reality around that too. Things do change. What brings you meaning and purpose changes. And after the discovery of my husband's prolific affairs, I really lost steam for a lot of homemaking type stuff. One of the things that I have shared before is I don't want to decorate anymore. Holidays used to be a big deal. I would bake all the things and I would be super mom and I would decorate the house. And I just don't want to do that anymore. This is the first year I've actually done a little bit of decorating for Halloween. And it still feels weird. It's not bringing me meaning and purpose and joy anymore. And that's okay, because what brings you meaning can change. That's why we have midlife crises. Things change in our environment, things change within us, and suddenly we are tasked with finding out what brings us meaning again. That's why people struggle with empty nesting. Something that brought them meaning and purpose and joy forever, kids, is suddenly gone. That's why people have an identity crisis when they leave work or change jobs. Suddenly, who they are and what brought them joy is over. That's what happens when somebody gets a diagnosis or has a near-death experience or goes through a catastrophic, accident or injury or illness. It changes who they are because suddenly they are tasked with finding meaning in something new. And that's hard. I talk a lot in Flaunt, in my book, Flaunt, Drop Your Cover and Reveal Your Smart, Sexy, Spiritual Self, about finding what brings you happiness again. And in fact, Flaunt is an acronym. And the acronym of Flaunt stands for F, Find Your Fetish, which is about what we're talking about, finding what brings you meaning and joy. L, laughing out loud. AU, the golden center of Flaunt, accept unconditionally. N, navigate the negative, and T, trust in your truth. But it all starts with that F, finding your fetish, finding your meaning, and finding what brings you purpose and joy. And it's more than just experimenting. My book has got a lot of activities that send you out, field trips so you can try new things, ideas for meetup groups, for connecting with friends, for trying art, for trying activities, going to the rec center, signing up for classes that seem to be of interest to you. There's that whole sense of exploring and figuring it out. It's about being the seventh grader at the career fair again and going around to all the different booths and all the different tables and talking to all of these different people in all of these different careers and seeing what lights you up. There's that sense of exploring, that sense of fun. And I get that. But it's also more than that. It's also about making meaning and creating meaning. Because we are meaning-making machines. We naturally scan the environment and connect dots, and we make meaning. And I want to be very clear. When your partner has an affair, and we're scanning the environment, and we're making meaning about what happened in the affair, we make our own meaning. This is not objective. We cannot be objective. Really, humans cannot be objective. We see things from our own point of view. We see things from our own perspective always. And you will make some sort of meaning from this infidelity. And my mission in life is to help you make the right meaning. Because it's so easy to make wrong meaning, to make assumptions, to see, scan the environment, connect all these dots, and you've connected them wrong. And the picture that you make is awful, and it's hurtful, and it's ugly. And my mission in life is to help you scan the environment, look at those dots, and to connect the dots in a way that supports and elevates you, in a way that brings you meaning and helps you launch into the next chapter of your life. Because it's too easy to get sucked into the negative and to make connections that, okay, sure, they might be there, but they're not really there. My mission is to help you connect the dots in the right way. So your partner is holding the blame, the shame for what they did, and you are able to use the infidelity experience to rebuild yourself, to move forward into a life that has more meaning, more purpose, more joy, because you've created the right story and the right meaning around it. And yeah, some of it is mindset stuff. Some of it is connecting with that internal motivation to make something good of this. But a lot of it is just being able to get yourself out of the story in your head that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, that you're not pretty enough, that you weren't a good enough wife, that you're not good enough in bed, all of those things. getting you out of that story and planting you very firmly in the reality. And the reality is, your partner's cheating said nothing about you. Your partner's cheating had nothing to do with you, which I know that's really hard to believe, but it just didn't. It didn't. And then to help you decide, so what is it that I want going forward? What do I want to make of this? What is the meaning that I want to make? Because that's a decision that you do need to make. And the sooner that you make it, the easier this journey is going to be. I will hold your hand and I will walk through this valley of the shadow of death with you. But we have to know that destination on the other side. You can choose to be broken and to be shut down. You can choose to never decorate your house for the holidays again. Or you can choose something different. Going back to the story of me not wanting to decorate and me sort of decorating again this year, here's how that transition and that transformation looked and is looking for me. Decorating used to bring me a lot of joy. It no longer brings me joy in the same way. So I have had to figure out, what is it that I want? I still want to celebrate holidays. I still love the family time and the connection, but I no longer want it to be showy. I want it to feel different. I want it to feel connected. I want it to feel important. And it's not that decorating necessarily takes away from that, but sometimes it does, because for me, sometimes it was so exhausting. And staying up late to string lights on a tree because I wanted it to look right doesn't nourish my soul. It doesn't nurture my connection with my family. I like lights. I like some decoration. How can I nourish myself because I like that soft glow of lights in my house and I like that feeling? How can I take care of myself and give myself that, yet not get stressed and caught up in the things have to be perfect and my front porch has to look amazing? Where's that balance for me? I want connection with my family. I want some cozy times in front of the fireplace. So decorating is going to look different because it's what do I want to put out in order to make me feel the way that I want to feel. I no longer have meaning in being the perfect mom. I no longer have meaning in being the perfect wife with the perfect house. That doesn't matter to me. What brings me meaning now is having a more authentic connection with those that I love. What does that mean? Maybe using some preparation time around questions, around my ability to stay present and to hold space. My ability to listen. How can I become a better listener? How can I be less judgmental? This whole experience made me realize all the ways that I was judgmental. I never would have said that I was judgmental. I always thought I was an open, loving, accepting person. I was open, loving, and accepting, but I made these subtle judgments. And it really took this experience for me to uncover the truth about that and admit the truth to myself about all the ways I was judgy, about all the ways I was holier than thou. Even though I would feel like I was really open and loving, I would judge people. Ew, I'm too good for that. Ew. Why did they do that? Ew, Do you believe they made that choice? That uncovered the truth to me about myself. And when I saw those aspects of me that I really wasn't proud of, it was like, okay, how can I own these pieces of myself? I'm asking my partner to come clean, to own the ugliest parts of him. I can at least start doing the same for myself. And as you might know from listening to my show, yes, my husband and I have worked things out. And we have a happier, healthier, more honest and authentic relationship than we have ever had. But it doesn't matter if you work things out or not, because this is your relationship with yourself. And this is how you can find meaning going forward. What did this experience give you? It might give you the relationship of your dreams, and it might not. And you might be happy that this cheating person is finally out of your life. And you might have one of those experiences where you look back and you think, why did I tolerate that for so long? We were not happy for a long time. I was tolerating. Why was I doing that? You might be completely heartbroken and you might be saying, I wanted to work things out and I feel so rejected because my partner did not. You may be in any number of places and it doesn't matter. My question to you is, what is the meaning that you want to make of this betrayal experience? When you are at the end of your life and you're looking back over everything, what meaning did this have? Obviously, it's a low point. But what became of that low point? I went into the valley of the shadow of death and I never left? Or I went in and I mucked around for 40 years? Or I went in and then I came back on the other side and I climbed higher because of it? I'm all about climbing higher because of it. I'm all about finding the meaning and eking every little last bit of lesson out of it. Because if I'm going to do something really hard and really painful, I want to make it worth it. If I'm going to suffer, I better get something really good at the end. If I'm going to suffer a little, maybe I'll have a little gain. If I suffer a lot, then I want a lot of gain. How much have you suffered? And what do you want to get back because of it? Because for me, that brings me a whole lot of determination. I am determined to succeed because of this. Let's talk a little bit about revenge, the whole concept of revenge. So many of the people that I work with talk about revenge. I want a revenge body. I want a revenge relationship. I'm going to take him for all he's worth in the divorce. I'm going to show him, blah, 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 blah. Revenge is powerful energy. Revenge is powerful energy. The retreats that I do, I call them my revenge life retreats. Use that energy. Use that powerful revenge energy to make yourself better, to make yourself more joyful. But the revenge is for you and for your joy, not to tear somebody else down. It's about elevating yourself so you can soar. So you have meaning, so you have purpose, so you have fun, so you have beauty in your life and in your heart. True revenge is being so happy and joyful and powerful that you don't care about revenge. It's about being so happy and powerful and joyful that you don't care about revenge. That's the best revenge, is not caring. So what are you going to create because of this experience? And I've asked that several times, and it's okay if you're saying, I don't know, Laura. I don't know yet. I do know I want to be so happy that I don't care, but right now I care so much, and right now it's eating me up and tearing me apart. And right now I'm just crying, and I'm miserable, and I'm angry. Perfect. Be angry and miserable and crying. Be where you're at. But just have that question in your mind. What am I going to do with all this? What am I going to create on the other side of this? Because answering that question is not something you can sit down and wrestle with and just come up with a decision. You can't just sit down necessarily and say, by 2 o'clock, I'm going to figure this out. This is a heart question, as well as a head question, as well as a soul question. It's my belief that betrayal is a soul path that many of us sadly are on. Why did our soul choose this experience? Why are we here? If you've been cheated on, you are a leader in some way. You are kind in some way. You are evolving in some way. Why did you have this on your path? And the answer is not because of karma and you must have done something bad in a past life. That's not the answer. And here's why. If you had a choice that you were either going to hurt somebody really bad and you were going to be a perpetrator and you were going to cause harm, or if you were going to be a victim and you were going to be still kind and loving and gentle, but you were going to get hurt, who would you rather be? Most of us would not choose to be a mass murderer, Hitler, a horrible person. Most of us would not choose to cause harm. Most of us would say, all right, I would rather be the victim than the perpetrator. Why? Because we're evolved as souls. Because we're kind, loving, connected people. And because we know we can process and metabolize and digest that pain. We know we can create meaning because of it. We know we can take that horrible, horrible thing that we have been given and we can create something better. We didn't take it on because we're going to take on that pain and have it eat us alive. We didn't take it on so we can stay in the valley of the shadow of death forevermore and wander lost for 40 some years. We took it on because we're like, all right, I know I can do it. I am one tough cookie and I can do this and I can create good for myself and for others because of it. Connect the dots that way. Create the story that way. Empower yourself through the story you create. Because it's all just a story in our head anyway. It's all just a lens of perception anyway. I'm all about uncovering the truth and seeing what's there. And what's there is this was not about you. Unless you told your partner, go do this, this is not about you. Unless your partner came to you, looked you in the eye, opened their heart and said, we need to have this deep conversation. Because I'm on the verge of cheating, and here's all the reasons why. These are the things that I need from you that I'm not getting. These are the things that are hurting me from my childhood. This is my attachment wound. This is my blah, 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 blah. And you intentionally looked at them and said, I'm not going to meet any of your needs because I don't care. Unless something like that happened, none of this is your fault. None of this is your doing. And at the same time, none of this was done to you. You're an innocent bystander. And things happen to innocent bystanders all the time. And what are you going to do with it? There's that question again. I'm going to keep asking it. I'm going to keep dropping it in because it's important to have it dropped in different places in the conversation. So it hits your mind and your heart differently. One of the things that I'm a big believer in is that all the answers are within, because they are. All of the answers are within. One of the best ways to access that inner wisdom is through hypnosis. And that's why when I coach with people, we do a monthly hypnosis. You get a customized monthly hypnosis when you coach with me, because hypnosis is the best way to access the subconscious portion of the mind and to get at that inner wisdom. One of the best ways to access it on your own when you're not working with somebody like me is by journaling first thing when you wake up and last thing at night. Why? Because journaling, writing is a subconscious behavior, so it connects to the subconscious portion of the mind. And right before bed and right when you wake up, those are the times when you are in a brainwave state that is closest to the state of hypnosis, and that you have easier access to the subconscious portion of your brain. So, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, write down, what am I going to do with this? And then just journal a bit of an answer. I don't care if you write for 5 seconds or 5 minutes or 5 hours. What am I going to do with this? The answer is going to change in the morning, in the evening. That's okay. Let it change. This is you at the seventh grade career fair, talking to all of these different people and finding out what you're interested in. Is your partner's betrayal going to be the worst thing that ever happened to you? Is it going to be the best thing that ever happened to you? The thing that launched you forward into new and different directions that you had never anticipated? Or is it going to be something in between? Is it going to be something on the positive side or something on the negative side? The choice truly is yours. And here's what I want to caution you against. If you're okay, it's okay if you're in this frame of mind. But please recognize it as a frame of mind. The frame of mind is, I didn't choose this, and this isn't my choice, and blah, 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 blah. You have power here. You have the power of choice. Yes, you have been put in a situation that is not a situation that you chose. But you choose how you respond. Early on, I didn't respond well. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have someone like me to talk to who had knowledge and wisdom around this, who had perspective. I made a lot of mistakes because I didn't have support. That's okay. As I knew better, I did better. As you know better, you can do better. But you have choice. You're not a victim. You have the choice in how you respond. You always have the choice in how you respond. And if you feel trapped, if you're saying to me, but Laura, I don't have money. I don't have a job. I don't have experience. I get that. And you still have a choice. But I have kids. I know that. You still have a choice. And I have felt trapped. I almost wanted to say I've been trapped, but I have felt trapped. I have been a stay-at-home mom with no job. I've been in situations where I have no money. I've been in situations where it feels like it's a lose-lose, where I've been fighting with my husband. And I feel like, okay, I've put up this boundary and I said I was going to walk out if, you know, the voices were raised. And now I feel like if I go ahead and walk out because I feel like voices were raised and I follow up on that boundary, I feel like I'm going to make things worse. And then I'm in this tough position of, wow, do I just go back on a boundary? Or do I follow up on that boundary knowing that I'm probably going to make things worse? feels lose-lose. So I've been there too. I just really want to say, it's not like it's that easy. It's not like you can say, oh, I'm setting this boundary and then I have a choice and I'm doing things. I have felt so trapped before. When you're trapped, it's that none of the options really feel great. And then you're stuck in knowing that whatever you choose, there's going to be a consequence you don't like. Okay, I can choose to go back to work to get money to support myself, but then that means I am leaving my kids. And I've been a stay-at-home mom and I want to stay with them and I value that. It's still a choice. Okay, I'm going to stay with my partner, even though I'm not happy, because at least it keeps me home with my kids. And for the short run, that's what I want. And I'm not happy in my relationship, but it's still a choice. We have this belief sometimes that having choice means having a choice that we like. Having choice doesn't mean that there's good options and that we get to select among a bunch of good options. Having a choice sometimes means none of the options are good. That no matter what option we choose, there's going to be a catch that we don't like. And it makes us feel like we're trapped. We're not trapped. I really want to shift the language around that. We're not trapped. We just have a lot of options that we don't like. It's like going to a buffet and instead of having all your favorite foods, it's all your unfavorite foods. It's a buffet of choices that you don't like. Okay, I can eat this and that's going to give me gas. I'm going to eat that. That's going to give me a stomach ache. I'm going to eat that. That's going to give me a gluten reaction. None of the choices are good and they all have consequences that we don't like, but we still have choice. And I really want to foot stomp that. You still have choice. You can choose to stay in a marriage that's not happy. You can choose to leave. Staying in a marriage that you are not happy in has got consequences you won't like. Leaving, walking away from what's comfortable. Maybe leaving your kids. Maybe getting a new career. There's things that you're not going to like about that. That's okay. You still have choice. My husband's going to be mad if you still have a choice. You can choose to make somebody mad. You can choose to cater to somebody and not make them mad, but are you selling your own soul? How much of yourself are you giving away? Because you can choose to give yourself away too. You can choose to self-sacrifice till the cows come home. You can choose not to make meaning. You can choose to be miserable. They're all choices, even when they're bad choices. Even when you don't like any of them, you still have a choice. And the reason that I'm hammering this home is because it's really powerful and important to know that we have a choice. This life is your life. You are the creator and the liver of this life. Nobody else can live your life for you. Nobody else can create your life for you unless you let them. Because again, it's a choice. I can choose to let my husband direct the show. I can choose to let my parents direct the show. I can choose to let the judgment of society direct the show. I can choose to let my own beliefs direct the show. Believe me, we all have a lot of beliefs that we let run the show. Or I can strip down, start really looking within, uncover the truth of who I am and what I want and what I value. Get really clear in my knowing that all of the choices are mine. I might not like the consequences, but this is still my life. I'm the only one who can choose it, and I'm the only one who can live it. And in some ways, you know what? I will choose to let my husband direct the show. There are some ways I will choose to let my children direct the show, even though they're young adults right now. There are ways I will choose to let my parents or my friends or society run the show. I will choose to hand over the reins to different people at different times for different reasons. It's just that I'm being consciously aware that I am giving the reins to somebody else. Make that choice and be aware that you are handing the reins over to somebody else. But always remember that they're your reins. It's your life, it's your journey, and you can take them back at any time or tell somebody to do it differently at any time. Right now, I have got my web designer totally reworking my website. I have handed the reins of my website over to her, and yet, when she shows me new pages, I will ask for tweaks, or I will hop on myself and I will make tweaks. I've handed the reins to her, but I'm not just blindly letting go. I've done that in the past. It doesn't work well. I'm continuing to direct. And that's what I want for you too, is to be able to make meaning of what's going on for yourself, for your life. So you can take back all of the parts of you that you have let go of. So you can make the correct meaning, so you can scan the environment and connect all the dots and get really clear about what this infidelity means. So at the end of your life, you don't look back and say, wow, I let that derail me for so much longer than I needed to. I wasted a lot of good years. I have so many women tell me, he took the best years of my life. Okay, I get that. So what are you going to do now? Isn't that motivation to go out and live large now? Isn't that motivation to take life by the horns and to really live fully right now? And it's interesting because sometimes I do free discovery calls for people who are interested in coaching with me. And then when they decide not to sign up, which most people do decide to sign up, but when people decide not to sign up and I reach back to them, it's like, just tell me what's going on. I'm not here to pressure you. If you're not ready, I'm not, it's not about pressuring. I just really want what's best for you. And I'm really good at pulling people along forward and helping them find their sparkle again. And that's one of the things that I'll talk to, like, why are you not ready right now? Or why are you not ready? Or why did you want to do it? And it's interesting because so often there's that bit of fear that they have too much control, that they know things actually really will change right now, that they really know now is the time and they're afraid that they're not going to be strong enough to do it. And it's always about fear. It's always about, I'm afraid I'm not going to be strong enough to really let myself live. And I just want you to sit with that for a second. Are you afraid that you're not going to be strong enough to let yourself live? Are you afraid that it could be too good? Are you afraid to really step in, to step out on stage and to shine? Because that is scary. And I can relate to that. Like, it's so easy to say, I want this amazing relationship. I want this amazing life. I want to sparkle. I want to be out there living fully. I want to be totally free. And then it's like, wow, that's a little scary too. But what I'm here to tell you is, it's only scary for a little bit. And the idea of it is usually scarier than actually living it. It feels so much scarier to walk out on stage and to do all this big stuff. And then once you're really walking out on the stage of your life and doing all this big stuff, you're like, no, this is amazing. This is what I was born to do. This is who I was born to be. This is how I've always wanted to feel. This is what I deserve. And wherever you're at right now, whatever you're doing, whatever is going on, that's what I want most for you. What I want for you is that ability to be like, you know what? Now is my time. Maybe I have wasted years of my life, but I'm here now. And now is my time. And I'm going to create a story that brings me nothing but joy and freedom and passion and power. And of course, it's going to be hard. But I am absolutely not going to let this experience go to waste. For every bit that I have suffered, I am now going to eke out the joy because I deserve that. And I've been through too much to let any of this be for naught. And that's what I want for you. I want for you to create meaning in your life from this experience so that at the end of your life, looking back, you can be like, worst part of my life, but look what it brought me. It was all worth it in the end. It was all worth it in the end. I can't wait to see what you create. I can't wait to see what you do. In 2024, I am going back to my Sparkle All Season program, my Sparkle All Season community. Yes, if you want to go further faster, if you want to make this whole betrayal recovery a lot easier, reach out to me, affairrecoveryforwomen.com. Reach out to me and let's talk and let's coach. Whether it's just a couple of months or whether it's committing to 6 months or more with me, that's up to you. But let's coach and let's do this. Let's find the meaning that you need and let's make this mean something. But if you are also interested in some support along the way, my Sparkle All Season community is back. And what that is that is just a community that is based on the seasons. We're moving right now. We're in the fall season where we let things fall away, where we harvest all of the fruits of our labor from before, and we prepare for winter. Winter is the season of rest, rejuvenation. After Sparkle All Season Fall and then Sparkle All Season Winter, we will move into spring, which is about planting and preparing and new ideas. And then we will move into Sparkle All Season Summer Edition. And that's about joy and dancing in the beauty. And then it'll repeat again. Sparkle All Season Fall, Sparkle All Season Winter, Sparkle All Season Spring, and Sparkle All Season Summer. My first Sparkle All Season is going to start November 6th. And I am making it ridiculously cheap for my inaugural year. It's only going to be $19.99 a month. And I know you will not want to miss out on it. So for information on that, go to sparkleallseason.com and let's get you signed up. Because that's group support, community support, sparkle and joy, connecting to the wisdom of the seasons so you can move forward instead of fighting it in that flow. So sparkleallseason.com for information on that, or A Fair Recovery for Women if you're like, I'm ready to do this. Let's do this and let's make meaning. Have an amazing week. And as usual, always remember to flaunt exactly who you are, because who you are is always more than enough.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Relationship issues impact every area of your life. When I found out about my husband's infidelity, I was so devastated. I could barely function. Sleeping was impossible because I couldn't shut off my brain. Eating was a challenge because I felt nauseous all the time, and for the first month or so, everything felt pointless. Whether you're having trouble sleeping, feeling hopeless, or just can't focus, BetterHelp is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help. You can talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that might not be available in your area. Just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you'll be matched with a therapist in under 24 hours. Then you can schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. I know that confidentiality was important for me, especially early on when I couldn't even get my own mind wrapped around what was happening. And it was so comforting to be able to speak with someone candidly about everything I was going through, to validate that what I was feeling and experiencing was completely normal. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Special offer to Flaunt. Create a life you love after infidelity and betrayal listeners. You get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Flaunt. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Flaunt. FLAUNT. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast.
Tune in next time to Flaunt. Find your sparkle and create a life you love after infidelity or betrayal with radio host and life choreographer Laura Cheadle every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Develop naked self-worth and reclaim your confidence, enthusiasm, and joy so you can create a life you love and embrace who you are today. Download your free Sparkle Through Betrayal Recovery Guide at NakedSelfWorth.com.